Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Señoras y señores, yes. Bienvenidos. Welcome. Al party.
All right, welcome back. Tobin Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's start off with headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. If you guys missed week two of the NFL season, you missed the Texans beating the Bears late last night. Chiefs, they held off the Bengals 26-25. Last second field goal. A lot of people are like, Chiefs getting another break in the last second pass interference. But it was pass interference. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Sick of these.
It was a pass interference, though, dude. He had one job.
If it was close, they would have let it go.
Should have let it go.
It was blatant.
Yeah.
Blatant,
dude.
Look at this. Look. Oh, it was a little love tap. They were fighting for the ball.
Yeah, they're showing it right now on NFL Network. Cardinals hammered the Rams 41-10. That was probably, they had offense this week. Them and the Saints. Marvin Harrison Jr. Oof. Good.
Probably should have made more of an attempt to get him the ball, right?
True.
Got him on my fantasy. Needed that.
Good week for you then.
Yeah.
Him and if you had Alvin Kamara, I think you would be safe for tonight.
40-something points, fantasy points.
Amazing. Hurricanes, they shut out Ball State 62-0. Cam Ward, 346 yards, a cool 5 touchdowns. A.J. Allen had 7 carries, 104 yards, and a TD. Jacoby George, 6 catches, 109 yards, and a touchdown for the Canes. Got Monday Night Football tonight. You can listen to that right here on 560. Falcons and Eagles. Coverage begins at 8 o'clock. Haven't mentioned the Miami Heat officially announcing Dwayne Wade statue weekend.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade is going to have his statue unveiled on October 27th at a ceremony.
Love that.
And then they will have a game to honor it on October 28th against the Detroit Pistons.
Nice.
So if you guys want to go, I believe you have to register to get tickets. It is free if you guys want to go to the unveiling on the 27th. It is the same day as Dolphins Cardinals, just to let everybody know. But I believe it's over because I think the ceremony starts at 5, and I believe that's a 1 o'clock game.
I was going to say potential.
So you'll be able to pack in everything if you want to watch it and then go see D. Wade get his statue in front of the arena.
By then, it might be plenty of people looking forward to basketball.
Could be. We could be looking for it as a blankie. Because we may be so tired of it already, but you know, that's pretty cool. October 28th, a great day.
Are you going to the game?
I will be going to the game.
Boots on the ground.
A birthday boots on the ground.
A birthday boots on the
ground. Do I go to all the games? I don't go to all the games. I would say I go to the vast majority of the games, but not all the games. Okay. Some games I do not go to, you know? But this one, I will not miss. Even though Bam does say it right when he says to D-Wade, haven't you had like 6 retirements with us already?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's right.
Bam, always with the jokey jokes.
Always with the jokey jokes. Mm. By the way, you might want to be careful because you got plenty of material with you sneaking around.
Hey, Bam got some low hanging objects, right?
Listen,
He got some.
I'm not here. I'm not here to talk about anybody's relationships. But if you
go to
gossip. But if you go to Indianapolis for a woman, that's love.
That's love.
That's love.
Yeah.
Asia Wilson yesterday, by the way. I mean,
wow.
She sets the record, I think, for points per game, first to ever cross 1,000 in the WNBA, and she was crying to her teammates. I mean, it was a beautiful thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was in the locker room. And she had the. She had not the No Sean Moreno one tier.
Oh,
she had.
She was weeping.
The waterworks.
Okay. As she should. Al Mackey said, "Ain't nothing low about 2 7-footers dating."
Yep. Yep. That is true. That is true. But he is, you know, now the paparazzi is out to see them now. Like, they're out looking. See, it's the thing. Here's the thing. You know, it's when you're trying to keep a secret from people, they want to find out. So TMZ's like,
I got this photo of Bam Adebayo and Asia Wilson outside of the Indiana Fever Arena.
Like, send it in. People love a secret.
Saw his little cutesy little tweet 15 hours ago.
I did. He's doing things with like the apostrophe.
The apostrophe.
Yep.
Just trying to be cute with it.
The apostrophe.
I'm just going to say it. They're two scoops of adorable.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, but, they are. Happy for Bam.
Well, they're on the border for me.
He goes, hope everybody finds a apostrophe thousand reasons to smile on this lovely Sunday.
Wow.
I read your other one now, Mackie. That's enough.
Too much?
Too much.
I won't even put it on.
Too much.
Schmeathen says, better celeb couple, Asia and Bam or Tay-Tay and Kelsey? Well, I would just say, you know, like some people like to work
in. You're biased. You're biased.
Some people like to be in secret and don't throw all their business in front of our face like those two do.
He shot.
Know?
Hey, Jay Fig, he shot his shot.
He did.
Oh, yeah. Well,
saying.
I mean, it was in the contract, guys. Let's not, you know.
Yeah,
he's Bam Adebayo.
Right?
He's still walking.
There's a difference. And, please.
And Travis is still walking a fine line because if he messes up, there's an album coming, a good one. And we're waiting on a good one.
Yeah. Guys, if you read the breakup manual, like I sent you all copies of, on page 16, right now, this is the part where Travis Kelce is supposed to have a lull in his statistical career. He had one catch yesterday. He's going to have 3 more weeks of bad play. And then they break up at the end of the month. I mean, according to the script.
According to your script.
Oh, I didn't write that. That was
no, of course not.
STIS, where does one go on a date in Indy? Applebee's?
Oh, getting fancy.
There's not much. That's why I'm saying these guys are traveling all over the country for each other. Because even like Bam's like, she goes, so I got a game in Indy. He goes, oh, I got a workout. Spo wants an extra workout that day. You know? Like they're like so adorable. He's not staying to watch football.
Wow,
that's impressive.
That is impressive.
That's impressive.
In Indy?
Yeah.
What else? Are you doing?
I'm saying like I'm not saying watch football in Indianapolis. I'm saying like he's like so head over heels with his secret relationship. He's going to Indianapolis rather than sitting on his couch watching football.
Yeah.
No red zone channel. That's love.
And I'm assuming a deep playoff run is in the horizon for them. So.
Yeah,
going to be doing that for the next.
Didn't they
weeks?
Win? Didn't they win the championship last year?
Yeah, I think they're two-time champions.
Two-time champions.
Yeah, and she's going to be the unanimous MVP.
Yeah, they got a
again. A didn't she win it last spot. Year?
Yeah, but I don't know if it was unanimous. I'm not sure.
Ooh,
she's good.
Yeah, I'll say.
One could say
Peyton Clark hasn't been holding her own too.
Yep.
One could say, I mean, maybe it's time for somebody else to throw up some more buckets and enough of this 20-point nonsense and start upping the average. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
Time to get greedy.
Okay.
By the way, Duncan Robinson, who will be at Whiskey Stars and Cigars.
Yes, indeed.
He spoke to some reporters today.
Wow.
And said that his back is feeling good.
Yeah.
Makes me happy.
We needed him last year. We definitely did.
Yep.
We needed a lot of things.
We needed a lot of things.
That's true.
What we needed most was participation.
He said, I feel great. We all took the necessary steps, seeing what needed to be done, not restricted in any way, and have not been limited for the better part of 8 weeks. No limitations. So that's good news.
Yep.
Duncan Robinson on the mend. Already
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos. Hard tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love. An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head to head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The bounce back.
Tom Brady owned the Aces? I didn't know Tom Brady owned the Aces.
You know, I'm sick of him owning everything. You know?
Oh, please.
Who can trust this guy? Didn't he screw us all in crypto?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I brought it.
Take a break.
Yeah, he did.
More to come. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It's a Monday Football Rewind on WQM. It's brought to you by your South Florida Chevrolet dealers. Looking for more power and capability and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
That was good.
Yeah, what?
Let's drive.
Let's drive.
Let's drive.
Kind of feel like I was Mr. Unlimited where he's trying to do the Broncos thing last year. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Didn't he get like, I saw... Oh. That he got, like, the, was it the petty game ball? Is that what they call it?
They do, in Pittsburgh. The petty game ball, which...
Even though he didn't play.
Yeah,
unlike Mike. He did not play.
Only goes to one person.
Well, you know what? I appreciate that from Mike Tomlin more than Mike McDaniel, who literally gives the game ball to everybody.
Oh, so he gave Russell Wilson the petty ball?
The petty ball.
For beating the Broncos, correct?
Yeah, they beat the Broncos yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a barn burner. Nor was it a blowout. But they, Pittsburgh been doing this for years, man. Find a way to win.
Justin Fields says, I think we all know that Russ got kind of did dirty last year. So I know that he wished he could have played in this game, but it's awesome getting the win for him. He got a petty game ball.
Broncos, 0-2. Good start to your career there over, well, to the second year, right? Second year of Sean Payton. Still nothing.
Sean Payton's second year, yeah, and he was raving about this Bo Nix.
Oh, Bo Nix.
I don't know, dude. We'll see. All these rookies off to a tough start so far.
Hey, they're rookies.
Nobody like, said that for Tua. Nobody said that for Tua. Why do you feel so bad for these guys?
Wait, nobody said that for Tua.
What are you defending them for, Leroy?
Hold on a second.
Sorry.
You do realize who you're talking to, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that defended Tua when it came from this learning in the beginning of his career to me.
Time to give him that same energy, dude.
Yeah, keep that same energy.
It's not me.
You're babying the rookies.
Nope.
Jalen Waddle speaking to the media right now.
Oh.
He says that Tua is doing good since Thursday and in good spirits, according to reporters there.
It did look bad, but it also did look like not he recovered well, because I don't know the severity of it. Not a doctor, of course. But the fact that he was able to walk off the field was a good sign. Right? Right?
Yes.
I think so, right?
Hey, I support. Listen, if you guys haven't figured out yet, I usually support all young players.
Yeah.
You know why? Because if my career would have lasted 2 years if nobody didn't have patience with me.
Yeah. Counterpoint.
So I'm not going to sit here and then, now that I have this platform, blast rookie and young players without giving them the same courtesy that was given to me.
Counterpoint.
Hmm?
Bo Nix is older than Tua.
Oh!
Still his first year.
Oh, come on.
Man. Jalen Waddle also said, quote, "We play a dangerous game. The whole world gets to see how dangerous it is."
Yeah.
Counterpoint, Noah Igbinoghi. Well, look, he don't play quarterback, and I was just shocked that he couldn't get on the field and do something.
Still can. Yeah.
Even as a beginner NFL player. He was inactive. I've never heard of a first-rounder being inactive, period.
He's not even playing in Washington, dude.
No, he was playing like in the fourth quarter of Washington's preseason games.
At this point, you know, it's you. It has to be.
Yeah.
Crazy, man. Yeah, I don't see anything. Devon Achan speaking to the media now. He says that his ankle emerged fine after his 29 touches. Remember, he was banged up going into that game.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he says that he feels good.
I almost convinced someone to start Jalen Wright over
Achan. Did you really?
I almost got him. Jeez. I almost got him. Yeah, didn't work. Didn't work out.
Pretty wild. You know what else? I don't know if it worked out. So, we got asked if we wanted to have Football Voice do some bit work for the show. You know, we have the great Mike Biamonte who does things for our show, and he'll say silly things. Do you have anything that's silly that Mike Biamonte has said for the show? Mike Biamonte.
Boozy!
Exactly. Professional broadcaster, but he'll get into the silly sauce with us. And, you know, we've asked if Football Voice will get in this as well. We've also had him say Goosies before. You know, just
Goosies.
But as we learned from Football Voice, Goosies took a little bit because it didn't go smoothly when we were trying to get him to do it. You know?
Goosies. 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 No, that's stupid. That's stupid. Yes, I puberty hit in the middle of that word.
So people don't always get the bits.
Yeah.
Takes them a little bit. Well, you know, we were asked, hey, do you want Football Voice to do some stuff for you?
Oh, no, he did them?
Oh, my.
Well, he tried. He tried. And one of the things that I wanted to see if I could get Football Voice to say, although maybe it was a, hey, maybe this is bad on me because maybe this is in his range, clearly. But I wanted him to give us a football-y Leroy.
That was good.
That was what I envisioned it.
Yeah.
But it didn't really go that way.
Oh, my God. What have you done with my name?
All right, here's our Leroy. I'll give you a few. Say it was real. Leroy. Leroy. Leroy.
Leroy.
Leroy.
Stretching
out his name. We proven him. It's too many E's.
No, that's what I wanted!
Leroy? 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 It's a little bit, it's too much. It's
think,
too much.
I think it should be high and then low. Leroy.
No, no? Leroy. Oh, well, maybe. I'm,
like he's in
all right, I'll
like
give a few where they can make it work or not. Here we go. Leroy.
Okay.
Leroy. Leroy.
Leroy.
Leroy. All right, there's a few there. You can make. But as I said, go to the Great Gildersleeve and get the guy who made it famous, that line.
I don't know
actually
who that is.
All right. Well, line number two. Tobin, one of the host game. Let's show up. Let's show pony. Friends, our show pony. Here we go.
Turn into a,
I don't know what he's doing.
An auctioneer at the end.
Wow.
None of those are what I wanted.
It sounds like he was getting ready for October. I don't know.
None of those are what I wanted. That's yeah. Not anywhere close. I don't know why he kept saying his name like he was disappointed in Leroy.
Leroy.
I was like, what?
Which I can't wait for Leroy to say something about an Olympic athlete that may be out of shape.
Oh.
Leroy.
Or when he fat shames, or when he has really bad food takes, like that.
Leroy.
First of all, Jennifer, I do not have bad food takes.
That's
debatable.
Always excellent.
That's debatable.
What are you talking about? I'm a professional eater.
Shmeetan says, sounds like he's yelling at a dog who pooped on the rug.
Just, you guys all... Not again.
Leroy.
He did give us some good things, though. I was able to salvage some stuff from that. So the next time, for example, we've had enough of Tobin's antics.
Show pony. Here we go.
What? It's just not what I envisioned at all.
What a show pony. Oh, Tobin, what a show pony.
That's not even what was on the line.
Stick
to the script.
I want the explanations to be played of him doing it when he says show pony.
Why is he...
Like, the actual show pony is a moot point.
What do I have him sitting here being like, he's like, I gotta get it in my acting chops.
It goes.
Like, I don't... I just want... Listen, the line is... Tobin's a show pony. And he's like, Tobin, what a show pony.
Oh, Tobin, what a show pony.
He wasn't on the script anywhere.
I love
it. Yeah, a little bit of ad lib. Huh?
I don't like it.
Really, I got to tell you, he is going kind of.
He's going rogue.
He's going Oscar award on us to try to bring the most out of the character when.
I want you to be. Hey, listen.
You should have given him some samples, some ideas.
I think it spoke for itself. I want it said.
I guess not.
No, because he's decided all of a sudden he's a thespian and not football guy.
You're ungrateful, dude.
No.
That's good stuff.
If the football voice guy wants to go outside of his range of football, he needs permission for that.
Wow.
Be football guy. You know? That's what I want.
Show pony.
Better.
I was angry with that one.
Show pony.
Oh, yeah.
Show pony.
You pooped on the carpet.
No, he's like, none of this connotes football. You know, like he's like disappointing puppies.
Oh, Tobin, what a show pony.
All right, we'll take a break. I'll run no to back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's play a little All Right Oh No to close out here on a Monday. My All Right goes to Cam Ward.
All
right. Heisman favorite. 5 touchdowns this week against Ball State. Didn't even need the whole game. Just smoked. Didn't matter. Delay. Waiting around. Went out there. And
barely needed halftime.
He beat Dave Letterman's stupid Ball State Cardinals.
You're obsessed with that nugget of information, dude.
Idiot. My oh no.
Uh-oh.
Now, this past weekend, big fight weekend. Canelo continues doing Canelo things. Got a knockdown, one over Edgar Belonga. Easy call.
You know what? That fight went the same way as the Munguia fight.
It's literally how all of Canelo fights are going now.
third round, guy took a knee, and then he just outboxed him the whole rest of the way.
Mirab Dvalishvili, he is the new bantamweight champion. He made easy work of Sugar Sean O'Malley.
Boom.
Won a unanimous decision. How the refs, I mean, how some of the judges thought that O'Malley won two rounds is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he won.
He won every round?
I think maybe you could give him, maybe the fifth round. Maybe.
So did he, now let me, I didn't see the fight. Did he stay inside?
He was just on him. He was on him like a pit bull on a pork chop, and he like
that's
took him.
That's kind of have to do, Sugar Sean, right?
Took him down.
He's so wiry.
Took him down at will. Hit him with some strikes. O'Malley really didn't do anything. Like there were many rounds. He only had single digit strikes in the round. The only round I said like he had was the fifth. He hit this body kick with like 1 minute left, and it really looked like it hurt Mirab. And Mirab was like, "Oh no, how much time is left?" You saw him immediately look at the clock.
No.
But that was it. So. This was a big deal, obviously, because it was The Sphere.
Ah.
And everybody was excited about the production of The Sphere. Looked really cool. Still overrated in my mind, but, you know, great job by what they did the most with the tools they had, you know? Everybody.
Why are you still sticking by that?
Everybody. You know, it's an IMAX theater. No, it's nothing
did they do it like when we went to see fighting at the Hard Rock in the auditorium, where it was all on three sides and the backside was. Or did they put it
in
the
middle? Yeah, that's how they had. Yeah, the whole background was The Sphere.
Okay.
And then everybody watched.
They could only do three sides. It wasn't circular.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then, you know, good job by them. You know, some say they may win an Emmy for it. You know, hopefully they don't play them off if anybody tries to honor a late dog. But they did have one big blunder. Now, one would think a fight company knows fighters. But apparently, they don't know the best pound-for-pound boxer on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Because Terrence Crawford was octagon side, and they referred to him as Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar.
Wow, dude.
Terrence Crawford sitting octagon side with Turki Alashik, who was sponsoring the event.
Oh.
He was sitting next to him, and they put up Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick.
So, can you put up a picture of Kendrick Lamar? Because
sure can.
It's pretty. No.
No.
Not even close.
No. Well, don't tell that to
me. I'm going to just say this.
Hmm?
Like, first of all, the first thing you notice about different people is the color, right? They're not close. They might be the same size. But how can you not know who the hell your guy is in the fight game?
Terrence Crawford.
How can you not know?
You got to know who Terrence Crawford is.
Right.
Well, would you like to hear Dana White's response?
He went even more intangible.
Sure did.
Double really down, huh?
Sure did. Here was
Dana. He pulled a Tobin.
Here was I don't like that. No, I don't like
that. But this is how
I don't like it. I don't like how you do that.
You say stuff like this and try to wiggle your way out of it. That's what Dana White just did. Go.
I don't like that. Here's Dana White.
Dana White say?
Are you expecting to get a text from Kendrick Lamar or Terrence Crawford?
I was talking to Terrence Crawford. I don't want to call him. I don't know who the hell did that and thought it was, that was pretty bad. He did kind of look like Kendrick Lamar, though. Let's not
fuck
around. He kind of did look like Kendrick Lamar.
There you go.
But yeah, that was. Hey, so when I said we had a flawless production tonight, I take that back. Yeah, there's the one. That was the. Yeah.
Well, damage is done, Dana. Which one is it? You want to stand by the tank, or did you make a mistake?
Damage is done.
It did kind of.
That is a big mistake. Oh, but they kind of look like.
Yeah, but kind of.
Oh, no.
They really don't.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Especially in that picture.
What do you got, Leroy?
Can't be worse than that.
So my all right, as I stated earlier, my all right goes to all the running backs in the league. I saw some great performances. They minimized your position. They don't want to pay you, but it's funny, the team's having some success, or the team's having the most success, have run the hell out of the ball and run it really well. And so kudos to, I mean, even last night, where would Kansas City be without Pacheco or the other intangible? who was hurdling people.
The Crocodile Hunter?
Yeah, Crocodile Hunter.
That's so crazy.
So just kudos to see, you know, like, you can be explosive, but periodically football needs to be football. And that football is you control the line of scrimmage. How do you control the line of scrimmage? With the run, with the play action, stuff like that. So it was good. I don't have to see it every week,
mm-hmm.
but it's good to see the importance of the run game. And I wish that people would understand that even more, thinking you could just get them from anywhere.
Pacheco, by the way, fractured his fibula. He's going to be out.
I know. Whoa. He's going to be out for a while.
Damn.
And so that, I mean, yeah, I wish Mike McDaniel would lean on it a little bit more.
Oh, he's going to lean on it this week. Trust me. Oh, he's going to lean, dude.
It was just really good to see. You had, I mean, I would say this. You had more 100-yard rushers than you had 200-yard passers. Boom, boom. Think about that. Boom, 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 boom. That's a guess. It sounded really good.
Sounds good.
Okay, hold on.
And when Corbin sent it down to my mouth, I just ran with it. I didn't fact check it. So, but I'm gonna say
I'll look that. It up. I'll look it
I'm
up.
Say that. I'm gonna say that. My gonna go to all these people who looking at these rookie quarterbacks and going, I don't see it.
Oh,
yeah, after week two, you're never gonna usually see it after week two. Give it a rest, it'll turn around, right? Or if it doesn't, then that's not on the player. That's on the team for for picking them that high. Maybe they never were that good, but give them a chance to grow. Like, does anybody remember Peyton Manning's first year? Does anybody remember the quarterback from Dallas? Why do I always
Troy Aikman?
Troy Aikman. You remember how bad they were their first year? Like, and all we talked about was, yeah, they're on, you know, a bad team. It's going to take them a minute mm-hmm. to get acclimated. That's all we said. Those are two Hall of Famers. Everybody doesn't come into the league and light it up right away at quarterback. It does happen. Okay, it does happen. I'm not saying it doesn't. But you're right, Karen S. C.J. Stroud set the bar so high with last year's performance, everybody think that everybody coming to the league is going to do that.
I think also there was a lot of like rave reviews about the preseason work from these guys, and I think that's kind of where everybody's got to temper their expectations.
Right, but that's not, you know, that's like you don't have to bite on that.
But like, people did.
Football, people did. Absolutely.
People did.
Absolutely. So I just like, yeah, man, I'm not going to jump off their bandwagon or say they're going to be garbage. Not yet. Not yet. They need time to. Now, if things don't get better and in a year or two, if Caleb's still running around looking down the field instead of being able to drop back, make a read, and make a throw, then we can have this discussion.
What do you got, J-Fig, for All Right Oh No? Oh, hello, Scooby.
Scooby.
Sorry, he was barking, so I had to kind of calm him down. Mm. So my All Right goes to the Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
I was at the game on Saturday, and ooh, it was
man, you sat through that
delay? Very excited.
Did you tailgate?
All right.
No, I did not tailgate. I don't think I would have made it.
You should have tailgated because the game started too. What did you do for the 2 hours?
I hung out with my peoples.
Okay.
Did you guys get toasty in the stadium then?
Yeah.
No.
What?
What did you guys play? Kane's Trivia? Like, what did you do?
What do you... You? Wait a minute.
Guys, I would not get toasty there.
Minus you went one. To a football game.
It's a game.
Minus one for the
and you didn't have no drink?
We know
yes, I had drinks, guys.
Okay, minus there. Okay, one. There we go. There we go. At least you've been... Like, come
finally.
On.
Finally.
Yeah,
for like
you gotta drag it out of you.
This is not what. Okay.
Okay. Go.
Anyway, my oh no goes obviously to the hours just waiting with the whole delay and everything. Makes and sense. Right, oh, no! And then it's funny because they kept announcing the delayed times, and they would tease you and be like, oh, "Okay, now this game is gonna start at 5:35 or I don't even know what time it was anymore," and then 15 minutes later, they'll be like, oh, we have a new start time.
It was the same on TV.
They'll do it by 1 minute.
It was
and they'll
the same,
just keep yeah. playing with us.
You know why? You want me to tell you why? Because as a rule, If there's lightning in the area, it becomes a 30-minute delay.
So there was.
Every time lightning hit, the time gets moved. So that's why it kept getting moved like that. That's the move.
Minus one to the lightning. I saw it. And then right when the game started, it started raining again. One. But thankfully that stopped. But yeah. It was a fun time. Had a good time.
I should give my all right to DirecTV, but the hell with you. No. Oh,
damage is done. Congratulations on doing what you were supposed to do.
Sure. I know.
Kick rocks.
I know.
What do you got, Frog Boy?
Oh, wait. Terrence Crawford says that he thinks the Kendrick mix-up was intentional.
What do you mean?
He's saying that Kendrick has a line referencing him in his song.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, he says that they must have done it intentionally.
Hmm.
Which I'm like, a bit of a stretch, Terrence Crawford.
But that's nice of Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, damn it, just sure.
Yeah, to laugh it off. Someone could have definitely been very upset by that.
Oh, wow. Breaking NFL news. Not surprising.
Oh.
The Panthers are benching Bryce Young for Andy Dalton.
Damn it.
That's a lie.
Swear to God.
Andy Dalton's still playing?
Well, define playing.
You sure that's not...
I checked. It's Real Pelissero.
Okay. Gotta make sure.
708,000 followers.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, Andy Dalton's still a Panther.
Andy Dalton? Is he 40 yet?
Red Rifle.
I don't know.
Still out there. No way he's 40. Old. He's not that. He's not 40.
37 though. Plus.
36. Oh.
36.
Somebody thought he was like 34 or something like that.
He turns 37 October 29th.
Ah. 37.
There you go.
Wow.
Interesting. All right. Well, what else you got?
My all right goes to Bam Adebayo and Asia Wilson for being so cute.
I agree. They are adorable.
Pretty adorable. Love them. Shout out to women's basketball right now. Asia Wilson, Caitlin Clark doing their thing. They get my all right.
All right.
My oh no goes to all you rat bastards blaming me.
Deserve.
How could it be my fault?
Your fault.
The one on the field.
Your fault.
I didn't tell him to
exactly
ram his head. About the mobility.
All you said all summer. Yeah. All you said all summer. I want Tua to be mobile. I can't wait to see him run. Run, Tua, run. Run, I want to see him run.
I didn't know I had to mention stop. I also wanted to see him stop.
Well, you should have known. You should have known.
It's not my
fault. Exactly. Like you never saw. Why did you think he stopped running in the first place?
I didn't realize you had a gullible quarterback.
It's the same thing everybody said to him. Nick Saban said, hey, Tua, let some plays die. Let the play go.
Yeah.
And you're out here being like, no, I won't extend the play. I won't extend the play because I'm so
sick.
I saw Mahomes run. I saw Brock Purdy run. And now, congratulations. You just gave us Skylar Thompson for 11 straight weeks.
Oh, 11?
Thanks a lot.
We got Snoop now.
You ruined the season.
We're in good hands.
You ruined the season, dude.
You ruined Christmas.
No, I didn't. He'll be back before then.
We'll see.
We're going all Christmas? The way.
Are you a neurologist? Do you know when he's going to come back? We think.
You told me. You said
we think.
You said IR.
But maybe not.
You ruined the holidays.
Yeah, but just because you go on IR doesn't mean you have to be taken off IR.
Mm. Well, I'm taking your word for it, Tobin.
Better than your word because you ruined the season. You ruined Tua.
I didn't ruin Tua,
you
dude.
You ruined him.
He just had to slide.
You ruined him. He was safe, taking jujitsu.
He wasn't in a position to slide.
You saw that performance, though? Maybe I saved us. Snoop to the rescue. The Snooper Bowl.
See, now you're lashing out just because you want to talk about the performance. The performance was bad.
-1.
Oh, it was bad. It was horrible. The
performance was bad.
It was.
But you want to know something?
One of the worst we've ever seen.
It's your fault that he felt like he had to make a play with his legs to try and make up for it. That's your fault.
Maybe he had a good game prior to that. He wouldn't feel like he needed to.
No.
Die for the extra yard.
Congratulations. We got Skylar Thompson the rest of the year. So awesome.
Skylar's the limit?
Not unless he has Azukam in a preseason game.
Oh, true. You're the one who wished our quarterback no success.
That was Mike White.
Now we got Snoop. No, you passed it on to Skylar.
No, I never said that.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm going to find it.
You won't find it.
I'm going to find it.
You won't find it. I didn't do that bit with him.
You did.
I have a bit Rolodex. I know what my bits are.
Okay. We will find out.
Wow. You know what? Why don't you go ahead and also clip that?
What?
Having a bit Rolodex?
I do have a bit Rolodex.
So that you know the bits.
I know my bits.
Mm. He can only not recall when it's convenient for him.
I always remember my bits. The only time that they're not convenient is when you change them because you're a changer.
What is that? A changer.
You're a changer, and you ruin the season.
I feel like I should be.
You ruin football.
I'll be a changer. No. I'm going to ruin football. Just slide next time, dude. What is he doing?
I love the way non-athletic people look at an athletic person and say, all you had to do was this.
I tell you what, though.
It's hard to slide when your shoulders and head are in front of your feet.
Yep.
As a non-athletic person.
Same thing happened to his uncle with the scorpion, dude.
What?
You know? His uncle tried to be nice to the scorpion, gave him a ride across the pond. What happened? Boom. He got scorpions.
Is that the frog and the scorpion and the story? Right. Thing? Oh. All right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Gooseys. The strongest energy wave you can give off is authenticity. Write that down.
We'll be back with more. Go to break there, Lou Hoppa Polite.
Leroy.
Classic game of Block Block Goose.
And Tobin, what a show pony.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.